Okay, I will already start to greet all of you affectionately. Oh, here comes another thing. Thank you, Gorari. Thank you. Thank you. Please, all of us together. Namaste Narasingaya Paladaladadayane Hiranyakasipo Vakshaha Shilatanka Nakalaye Ito Nisingha Parato Nisingho Jato Yato Yami Tato Nisingho Vahe Nisingho Ridaye Nisingho Nisingham Adim Saranam. Everybody please Nisingham Adim. Can't hear you. Please, everyone, Nisingham, yes, and everybody continue. Tavakara kamalabare naka maduta singam dalita iranyakasipo taluvinga. Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. One more time. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Nisingha Dev, Jaya Nisingha Dev, Nisingha Dev, Jaya Nisingha Dev. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone together. Om Namo. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, today I want to bring you into the rich world of Krishna Katha by focusing first on the avatar which Krishna took, a personality so wonderful, so luminous, so shining, that he is known as the Bhakti avatar, the one who brought Bhakti to this world, Narada Muni. This katha will be called The Two Secret Desires of Narada Muni, and we will go into two aspects of the his divine personality and learn how we can progress in our own Krishna consciousness by taking inspiration from Sri Narada Muni. This will be the first and the second session, and I do hope it will be very different from what you are used to hear from us. I do hope that yes, all this wonderful arrangements of musical instruments, of sitar and flute, and the Gokrishna Bhajan band is here, the Bhagavatam is here, the holy name is here, and many notes are here. But except for the Bhagavatam and the holy name, the instruments and my own efforts to share this two secrets with you, you need to bless me, and you need to bless all of us to fully engage in this program. Narada Muni, amongst other things, is known for his kirtan. He actually went to a kirtan teacher. The saint Uluka, Krishna had told him, you must learn music from him. And he went there and after committing great austerities, one evening Uluka was ready to instruct him. Narada Muni had to perform 1,000 years of eating only air. Yes. No bhakti retreat, evening prasadam. He kept awake in the night. And then after this 1,000 years, he wanted to sing for the Lord. The Lord came to him as a voice from the sky and said, go to the sage Uluka for instructions and music. And Uluka, the great sage, after testing Narada another time, was ready to teach him the art of music. And the first instruction he said, be devoid of shyness now. When you sing for the Lord, there should be no shyness in you. Like a speaker who should not be shy when he talks in a public assembly. Like someone who carries out business transactions should not be shy, but be there to get gold and wealth. And like a person who takes food should not be shy and say, no, I'm not eating today. In the same way, when you sing for Krishna, don't be shy. Then Uluka gave the second instruction. And when you sing for Krishna, don't look at other people. Don't look at your own body, how beautiful and muscular you are, nor stare at the Matajis or anyone else. Look only towards Krishna. In that way, your mind will not be diverted anywhere else. These are the instructions which Narada Muni received from Uluka. And giving up all shyness, giving up all social conventions, he began to wander the world, singing Krishna's glory without being proud and being fully satisfied within his heart. But one fine day, he decided, I need further instructions. And he went to the Lord of his heart and there visited him. And he said to him, my Lord, you live like the swan lives on the lake. You live in the hearts of the Brajvasis who love you most. Isn't that beautiful? Krishna lives in the heart of his confidential devotees, his real devotees, like a swan who glides over an azure blue lake. I have a desire. My secret desire is, I have actually two desires, he said. The first desire is, I wish that you empower me and allow me that I wander everywhere, always chanting and drinking the nectar of your names. But I want to sing special kirtan for you. I want to sing those most sweet names that arise from the ocean of Gokula. And I want to talk to the people about the way you dress and the way you act in Vrindavan. Let me become like a madman and distribute joy to everyone in all the worlds. Radha Muni, like a true Paravrajakacharya, wanted to speak, preach the glories of the Harinamamrita, the nectar of the holy names, throughout the universe. He knew that this, the bliss of chanting Krishna's name, would inspire all his followers, and they would inspire the sad people of the universe and make them laugh, make them cry, make them dance and sing, and sometimes show all the ecstatic symptoms. But he wanted to chant the names of Krishna in Vrindavan, which are very, very sweet, sweeter than the other names, like Narayan and Ramachandra, sweeter than those names. And he wanted to talk about how Krishna looks in Vrindavan with a peacock feather in his hair. What else has Krishna in Vrindavan? Garlands of kadamba flowers around his neck. And he wanted to sing about his pastimes in Vrindavan, like lifting the Govardhan mountain, like jumping from a kadamba tree into the river Jamuna and dancing the rasa dance with his gopis on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. So astonishing! And he wanted to sing with the people of the world these names. Repeat after me. Nanda Nandana. I can't hear you. This is, you have given, you're so shy today. Give up shyness. Yashoda Vatsala.
Yashoda Vatsala.
It's a good start. Gopika Manohara.
Gopika Manohara.
And Braja Jana Nandana. Braja. This is also a kirtan which we want to sing now. It is celebrating Krishna in Vrindavan, his dress, his pastimes, and everything else. Oh, Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallaviji Vanaradikesha
Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallaviji
Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Vana Radhikesha Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallavidhi Panararikesha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallavidhi Panararikesha
Shri Yashoda
Everybody, Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Vana Radhikesha Shri Krishna Gopala Hari Mukunda, O Govinda, O Nanda Kishora, Krishna, O darling son of Sri Yashoda, please show me your favor. O life of the divine cowherd girls, O Lord of Radhika. When Krishna heard the desires of Narada Muni, the first desire, he said, granted, may you walk over the planet and chant my holy names, and may you spread the glories of my personal abode, Sri Vrindavan Dham. What is your second desire? That will come tomorrow. My dear devotees, today Keshava Maharaj spoke of the high top of the mountain, so exalted, so high, so unobtainable, it seems. By listening to Narada Muni's previous life and what happened until he got there, we will get important clues and guidelines how we also might one day have a meeting with Krishna and say, my Lord, I have two secret desires. Before we hear of Narada Muni, he was born as a denizen of Gandhava Loka with the name Upabahana. He was a man of music. He was extremely beautiful. And Prabhupada commented, he was especially expert in decorating himself to attract the attention of women, and thus he became a playboy. Upabahana, the man of music, describes himself. He said, actually it's Narada Muni who describes his previous life. He said, I had a beautiful face and very pleasing, attractive bodily structure. I imagine him to be very handsome, maybe very, according to the standards of the heavenly planets, they have a different standards than our gorilla standards. He was decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. I was most pleasing to the women of my city. Thus, I was completely bewildered and always felt lusty desires. We hear in the Narada Pancharatna an example of Upabahana at that time, his playboy life. He was once passing an open air class where the most beautiful ladies learned the art of dancing from their dance instructors. So the ladies were sitting like this, like you all are sitting now, facing their music instructor, and Upabahana came through there, which is like the door. And as soon as he came, he was so charismatic. It was as if, I only know Novak Djokovic, or Michael Jackson perhaps, was passing by, and all the ladies turned around and forgot their teacher. He was so into it. Now once the Prajapatis, these are the fathers of the universe, had arranged a big Kirtan Mela, a Sankirtan festival, where Upabahana was invited together with other Gandhavas and Apsaras to sing. Upabahana was surrounded with all his fans, but because he was blinded by lust, he could not see that this is a festival for singing about Krishna. And he began to sing, as Prabhupada said in his purport, cinema songs and other songs. There are four kinds of blind people. The biologically blind person, the person who is blinded with wealth, the person who is blinded by pride, or pride, and the person who is blinded by lust. And from all these four types of blindness, the last blindness is the strongest. So Upabahana totally forgot the occasion and started to sing songs like, I could sing you one, Marmor, Stein und Eisen bricht, aber unsere Liebe nicht. You know, he sang songs, this shouldn't be translated into English. It's a German song, it's not so bad, but and he saw this. And the Prajapatis, who saw him surrounded by the heavenly damsels, forcefully cursed him with these words, because you have committed an offense, may you immediately become a Shudra, devoid of all beauty. The Narada Pancharat, now the pleasing sounds. Narada Pancharatra describes Upabahana's death. He understood, I have done a mistake. I am the most foolish person. I had the chance to glorify my Lord, but instead I glorified myself by attracting recognition and Facebook likes to my person. Actually, there was no Facebook. So he went into a sacred river. He took his instrument with him, which looked like this instrument. It was a little bit more complex, but a string instrument. And while singing the names of the Lord, O Krishna, save me, I'm cursed now to become a Shudra, he gave up his body. My dear devotees, Prabhupada writes about regret. Those engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Narayan Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement should always consider what our position was before we came and what it is now. We had fallen into abominable lives as meat eaters, drunkards, and women hunters who performed all kinds of sinful activities. But now we have been given the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, we should always appreciate this opportunity. We must be conscious of the difference between our present and past conditions and should always be very careful not to fall from the most exalted life. Remember today how our Maharaji has guided us and said that sometimes difficult situations like the curse of which Upabahana got, very difficult, very uncomfortable when you are cursed by the Prajapatis, they open the door of opportunity. And look what happened to Narada Muni. Upabahana could regret his mistake. He regretted his life, and then the door swung wide open. He became the son of a maidservant. His story is very well known. As a little boy, he had the opportunity to serve great souls and received the seeds of bhakti, or the seed of bhakti from them. And when his mother had died, he left the comfortable village life, and he began to search for the Lord who he had momentarily forgotten in his past life. We will now go into this amazing meeting of Krishna. But before we do this, I want to say to all of you, my dear devotees, we also have committed mistakes. We also have seen that it was a mistake. And now for us, the door of opportunity to meet perhaps Krishna in this life or in one of the coming lives has become very, very realistic. But something is necessary to obtain this audience. Narada Muni describes, I entered into densely dark and fearful jungles. There were snakes, there were owls, and there were jackals. At the end of my journey, I became very hungry. I was thirsty and fatigued, both bodily and mentally. Then, finally, I arrived at a lake. You can see him, little boy, 5, 6, 7 years old. I heard once he was 7 years old at that time. He bowed to the down and drank water. And then he saw a great banyan tree nearby and began meditating on the Supreme Soul within, as he had learned from his spiritual masters. And then this happened. As I meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord, with my mind full of love, there were tears in my eyes. Tears of my longing heart. Most wonderful thing happened. Step by step, the Lord made his appearance in my heart. first, I experienced the fragrance of his body, a mixture of the smell of lotus flowers, musk, the aguru raisin, and sandalwood. I smelt a lot. Then my sense of hearing became enlivened by suddenly hearing the sound of his ankle bells as he playfully approached me. And then finally, I saw the beauty of his face. It is very difficult to describe the beauty of his face. My dear devotees, Dhruva Maharaj describes in the Bhagavatam this enlivening of all the senses. From the spiritual perspectives, our real senses are at the moment sleeping. Srila Prabhupada said, underneath the physical senses, there are our real spiritual senses which are meant to experience the form of the Lord, the fragrance of the Lord, the sound of the Lord. And he said it's just like the hand is sometimes covered with a glove. In the same way, the senses are also a hanshu, a glove, that cover our spiritual senses. And as you have contact with Krishna, one by one, the senses become enlivened. Dhruva Maharaj said, Yanta pravishya mama vacha mimang prasuptan. My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, my legs, my ears, my touch sensation, my life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances. Srila Prabhupada comments. He speaks in the voice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. O living entity, get up, get up, get up. How long shall you sleep in the lap of Maya? Now you have the opportunity of possessing a human form of body. Now try to get up and realize yourself. The Vedas also declare, get up, get up, Utishta, Utishta. You have the opportunity, the boon of the human form of life. Now realize yourself. So Narada Muni got up. He was overwhelmed. He cried. His limbs were shaking with symptoms of ecstasy. And then all of a sudden he lost the vision of Krishna. He sat down immediately. He repeated all the steps in meditation, which we will learn in the end of this. You will meditate like Narada Muni did in a second, and most probably you will be overwhelmed with a direct darshan, or you will be on the way to this. But when he lost it and he tried all the steps he did again, steps he had learned from Shiva personally, the Lord didn't appear. Have you sometimes had this, my dear devotees, that you felt so close to Krishna? You felt your prayers were answered. When you stood perhaps before the deities of Radha, Syam, Sunda in Vrindavan, and you prayed and the flower fell down and you said, yes, 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 like Krishna is Kaviraj Goswami, and so on. Have you sometimes felt more enlivened in Krishna consciousness? Yes, no, middle. Good. And have you then gone through these phases of dryness where you seem to be left by the Lord alone? Yes, perhaps some of you feel the dryness. Don't worry, at the end of the bhakti retreat, it's gone. Prabhupada says about this, and have you tried, better rounds, more reading. Yes, 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 I understand, Swamiji. Yes, yes, yes. Prabhupada writes, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the Lord. Yes, causeless mercy of the Lord. Yes, the Lord, yes. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. But something else happened, and I request you now, pay close attention. You will learn now from Narada Muni how you might be able to climb that mountain or climb, how you might take a lift to the mountain peak. The Lord gave away a secret. He spoke with gravity and he said very pleasing words. O Narada, I regret during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Narada, those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. But don't be sad. You've once seen me in my person. Do you know why I showed you this? Why I gave you this? This is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker and long and yearn for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. The Lord, in other words, said, I did you this favor. I appeared to you to increase your desire for me. For when you hanker for me instead of all these traveling things, you will purify your heart. My dear devotees, on your path, Krishna will do this several times. And I think he has done this. He may not always appear as a Sakshat Darshan, but he appears in a way that he gives us ruchi or taste for him. And then when we have taste for Krishna, then we begin to hanker for this. We must think, like I talk to one devotee today. The devotee said to me, I have read through my journal. I had made a journal when I was in Vrindavan, and when I had all these exalted realizations, and I started to cry because now I'm dry. Now I'm have not these experiences. Now only my memories of this is with me. I said to the devotee, you understood it wrong. Don't only stay in your memory. Understand what Krishna did to you. He gave you a taste. He gave you these realizations with some thought in his head that you, by these realizations, you could understand, yes, there is Krishna. Yes, there's Krishna who cares for me. He's Bhakta Vatsala. He answered my prayers. And as he did in the past, he can do it in the future. Too many of us live in the past and are stuck in the past. Let us understand what Krishna gave to us in the past, as exalted things or happy things or good kirtans or surrender on Sankirtan and the feeling we were used as an instrument or whatever. He did this to show to us, this is what I can give to you. Do you want it? And when the Lord sees that our hankering is very, very acute, then he will come to us and save us. There is a very, very nice conclusion of Narada Muni. Narada Muni understood, oh my Lord, has appeared to me, he wanted to start a fire in my heart. The fire of longing. And then he says his conclusion. And I think this should be the conclusion of every one of us. Namantyanantasya hatatrapapatan guhyani badrani kritani chasmaran gampayatam tushta managata spriha kalam pratiksham vimado vimatsara. Thus I began, chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. He gave up his shyness or his reservations or his internal breaks. No? And then he says, what's his process? Such chanting and smaranam, remembering of the transcendent pastimes of the Lord, are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the world, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. A devotee who chants the holy name and remembers Krishna can be satisfied because he knows Krishna hears me. Krishna pays attention to me. He will take me when it's my time. A devotee who chants, he can gradually free himself from material desires, understanding, this is small, why should I go for halava when I can get a cream cake from cooked by Radha Kripa? You know, why go for an ordinary thing when there is so much higher? Such a devotee avoids the love blockers. He avoids becoming proud, and that means becoming blind, and he avoids Vimatsaraha, he is not envious. In this way, he imbibes Mahaprabhu's instructions. Trinadapi sunichena se, trinadapi sunichena. Tado iva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sarahari. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes. So the time came for Narada Muni. And as he gave up his body, at the moment of his departure from this life, he got a spiritual body. It was like thunder cracking, the death. And then from that thunder, the death, a lightning, a pure spiritual body appeared, a total spiritual form. And he says, since then, by the grace of the Lord, I've been traveling everywhere without restriction, both in the spiritual and material worlds. And while doing so, I constantly sing the glories of the Lord while accompanying myself on the veena that had been given to me by the Lord Krishna. The Linga Purana describes that once Krishna saw Narada Muni and understood he wants to sing for me. And when Narada Muni was taking his bath in a sacred river, purifying himself to receive the gift, Krishna came and put the veena in his hand. Here, for your glorification, for my glorification. My dear devotees, I saw the death of a partially surrendered soul. Some of you know I was blessed with the association of one very nice, simple, and humble Vaishnavi who served for a long time as my secretary. I now also am blessed with a wonderful secretary and assistant. But there, I saw her when she... I was actually not there. Gaurahari was there and others. But I was there. I chanted 8 hours for her as she was in coma. Then when her time came, she woke up from the coma. She opened her eyes and her mouth, and she left in a beautiful way her body. We have seen these things of devotees who have surrendered to Krishna. But the way to come from here to there is to go into the lift of the holy name. Our Kadamba Kananda Maharaj, who is beloved to all of us, since he came at Anat and gave these wonderful lectures here in this Bhakti retreat, he once said what he felt in Kirtan. He said, I have booked my seat, meaning in the Kirtan. Now I just have to get it to the rhythm. It's like a seat in a train. And he has to just get into the rhythm. I want to show you the rhythm. And then this kirtan, like a train, will bring me to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the art of kirtan. Narada Muni asked Krishna, give me the name, give me your holy name. I beg you so that I can chant it and distribute it to the joy of everyone. Therefore, my dear devotees, join me with saying, Aho deva shidanyo yam yat kirtim shagadanvanaha Gayam madhyam midam tantya Ramayat aturam jagat. It's from the Bhagavatam, 6th canto. All glory and success to Narada Muni. Please say, all glory and success to Narada Muni. Because he glorifies the activities of the personality of Godhead. And so doing, he himself takes pleasure. And also enlivens all the distressed souls of the universe. Shri Narada Muni ki go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Tomorrow we will hear about Narada Muni's second wish. We will hear how Narada Muni became Naradi. That's a story you won't believe. And we will hear how he also took a special form to reveal the secret pastime places of Krishna in Vrindavan. Now we will just sing the glories of Narada Muni in the song Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. My dear devotees, do you sing with shyness? That's not in the line of Narada Muni. You should sing really. Narada Muni Bajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhakata Gita Same. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhakata Gita Same. Amiya dada varisha gana Savana yugala iya. Bhakata jana sugananna che pariyapana iya. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Madhura Pura Shaba Poshi Mataya Jakata Jane. Mataya Jakata Jane. Ke hava kande, ke hava nache, ke hama te mane ane. Narada muni bajai bina, manika ramana namne. Narada muni bajai bina. Ramana namine Panchavadana narado dori Jivana sagana dola Kamala Shana Uchira Bole Bolo Boli Hari Bala Oh! Narada Muni Vajai Vina Narada Ramana Namine Narada Muni Vajai Vina Jaramana Mane Sahasradana Paramasuke Hari Hari Baligaya Sahasanana Paramasuke Hari Hari Baligaya Nama Prabha Vimatala Vishva Nama Rasa Savagpaya Narada Muni Bajai Vina Adhika Ramana Namine Narada Muni Bajai Vina Adhika Ramana Namine Shri Krishna namo rasane spuri urala amara asha Shri Krishna namo rasane spuri urala amara asha Shiru papa re yachaye iha Pakati vinoda dasa My dear devotees, it is time. heard that Narada Muni took shelter under a banyan tree, and he meditated as he had heard from liberated souls. The Bhagavatam says, Atmanatmanam Atmastam. We all recognize the word Atma in this. It means to center the self within the self. Or very simply said, to bring your attention from the outside world to understand that I am a soul, and then meditate about the Supreme Soul situated within. But just like kirtan has to be done with the real you, just like prayer has to be done with the real you, just like a conversation with God, with Krishna, has to be done as the real you, by the way, as talks with devotees has to be done with the real you. In the meditation, you first understand, I am a soul, I belong to Krishna. And then, going into yourself, Atmanatmanam, you address, Atmastam, being situated in the self, you do Atmanatmanam, you address that Supreme Lord to whom you are related. We will do this now at the end. I request all of you to sit straight. Watch in the direction of the altar. And do a few deep breaths. When you breathe in, know that you're breathing in. Whenever you breathe out, know that you're breathing out. Slow in breaths, long out breaths. Now gently bring your attention the heart space. And in your mind's eye, see a verdant forest filled with fragrant flowering creepers. There are many trees full of flowers. There are many trees around. It's green, green, green atmosphere. And at the base of a large tree stands Krishna, Lord of unconditional love. A bluish young boy. There's an enchanting light around him. It radiates in all directions. He is at once the father of all beings, the beloved, and the best friend of all. He has accompanied every one of us through all our many lives. His large, wide open eyes move gently from side to side. His dark eyebrows arch like a bow. And he places a bamboo flute to his bright red lips and plays clear love notes. Ah, what an enchanting sound. He attracts the entire universe by his most enchanting beauty. And he readily bestows blessings on one and all. Meditate upon him as a supreme friend, the best friend of all, and sing to him this kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more time without shyness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One last time, please. Everybody, please sing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very much for attending this first session. My dear devotees, let me just now as a private person. I'm stepping out of my role of trying to give a Krishna Katha or a Muni Katha and address you with a personal thing. The reason why I'm so enthusiastic about this session is because I generally like so much to do kirtan and chant the holy name, but in a specific way. I have understood that there are empty names, like they are empty like medicinal capsules, and they have not so much effect, but they're full chanting. There's empty chanting and full chanting. And Narada Muni's life is so telling, really. He could see he had been a kirtaniya. He had been invited in this huge universal kirtan. I mean, he was someone. You know, the Narada Pancharadra says the reason why the Prajapati became angry on him was different. They said he had been singing about Krishna's departure from Vrindavan and how Akrura brought him on this cruel mission to take him out of Vrindavan, and how all the Vrijbasis had been crying and crying and crying since that time. So when Upabhana sang this kirtan where he described how Krishna left Vrindavan and how the gopis, you know, jumped before the chariot to stop the chariot from going. Some actually climbed up the chariot and pulled Akrura down. When he had described this heart rendering, as a Herzzerreißend, the scene, he had lost his consciousness and in the midst of his kirtan fainted and stopped singing. And that's why the Prajapatis became highly disturbed. Why do you stop in the when we are emotionally so stirred? So there are different versions. But the main point is he did some mistake, and and in his next life he needed to reform that mistake. No, and the way he did this is he chanted full names. He didn't go like the Skirtaniya Upabhana and just, you know, enjoyed being in the center of attention. No, he remembered Krishna. Here it says in Sanskrit, "You smaram." He was constantly, while singing, he was traveling the earth and constantly, while singing, remembering Krishna. No? He says, "I ignored the formalities of the material world," and then he says, "I chanted," and such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. There's a great danger that our kirtan becomes music and stops being glorification. It becomes music when you forget Krishna. Yes, we can do everything. Forget Krishna everywhere, including on the bhakti retreat. Or there is this thing that you sing for Krishna, no? And remember, yes, this is for Krishna, and so on. And it all has to do really with hesitation. My dear devotees, when we sing kirtans, we come to this level where, oh, we think, oh, there are so many other things to do, and hopefully this message has come on my mobile telephone, which is an answer to a previously sent message. Or we think, oh, when is this over, and I was too late for prasadam, but there must be something there. But no, the devotee who wants to go that into that kirtan zone, if you so want, he comes to the threshold where he has to choose. Will I now be with and sing for Krishna, or will I allow my mind to take me out of the kirtan? Will I jump out of the window of the train, to speak in the analogy given earlier, or will I now fix my mind on the goal of Krishna. Every one of us again and again comes to this place in the Kirtan where we need to choose. And the way this is addressed in the Linga Purana is chant without shyness or hesitation, and don't stare at other people. You know, don't, in other words, engage with the world of men. Engage with the more than human dimension, the dimension where Krishna resides. And then, your kirtan will quickly, like the zessel lift in Kintal, like the lift of what is this called? Cable car. It's called a cable cart or something. It will bring you up to the place where you want to go. I thank you very much once again, and I want to thank the musicians. Have you noted, Syamananda and myself, we had no time to speak this, but deine Einsätze waren perfekt. Your when you came in and out, our Lalit Madhava, he was playing the zita of Upabahana, if you did not notice it. The zita is usually, when it's not used in devotional purposes, like he does, it's, Prabhupada says, it's the music for the senses. So we chose Lalita Madhava to do this part, and I had not even told him this, because he might have been offended if I had told him, you must play Upabahana in his earlier phase. So, Hare Krishna. And if you did not notice, I consider myself a member of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band, and at the end, it was not me who was singing, it was Gaur Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Have a wonderful evening and a restful night. And we see each other in the morning program. And I think we all are looking forward for another session of His Holiness Keshava Maharaj, who already really moved many, many thoughts in us. And then Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj and Badahari Prabhu and Kosharupa and so on. Hare Krishna! Haribo!